This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, August 31, 2016, sunrise at 6.07 a.m., sunset at 7.21 p.m. Well, state police continue to process evidence at a Route 1A crash scene as part of the investigation and crash reconstruction. Preliminary investigation indicates that the crash involved a Subaru Legacy operated by a Swampscott man and a Ford shuttle van carrying passengers to and from the airport and one of the local hotels. Two passengers from the shuttle van, a man and a woman, both from out of state, were determined to be deceased at the scene. Their names are not being released at this time. Four other occupants from both vehicles were transported to Massachusetts General Hospital with injuries that are not believed to be life-threatening. The exact sequence of events and any contributing factors that led to the crash, according to state police, remain subjects of the ongoing investigation. The investigation, including witness accounts, physical evidence, and crash reconstruction, will determine whether any criminal charges are sought. Road closures remain in place at this time to accommodate investigation. State police hope to have the closed roads reopen at some point during this morning's commute on Route 1A. The two-vehicle crash on Route 1A northbound happened about a half mile after the exit from the Ted Williams Tunnel that has resulted in those two fatalities. The crash occurred at approximately 1:15 a.m., and state police are saying there is no further information available at this time. The ordeal for the Beverly Union Club has ended. Bill Newell reports.
On August 23rd, the Union Club received a fax from the Massachusetts Alcoholic Beverages Control Commission informing the organization that its suspension had been lifted. In a story in today's edition of the Salem News, Paul Layton writes, "That night, the private social club on Cabot Street filled up quickly, with members glad to celebrate the end of their ordeal. The Union Club had been closed for a total of 104 days over the previous 5 months for violating state gambling laws and failing to file proper paperwork with the ABCC. Attorney Tom Fallon said the nonprofit club and its members have survived the shutdown and are looking forward to move forward. Three other Beverly social clubs, the American Legion, Franco-American, and the Beverly-Salem Elk, served two-day suspensions for using electronic devices for illegal gambling. The Italian Community Center paid a fine instead of serving a 10-day suspension. I'm Bill Newell for MSONewsSports.com. Rick?
Thank you, Bill. Gloucester Daily Times reporter Ray Lamont writes that Gloucester City officials are talking with the Peabody-based JRM Hauling and Recycling about accelerating the company's takeover of Gloucester's trash and recycling pickups after outgoing contractor Hilt's Waste Disposal ran 2 days behind on some recycling pickups last week. Public Works Director Mike Hale said Tuesday that he and other officials are actively engaged in speaking with JRM after recycling collections from Hilt's ran days behind on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. JRM is set to take over the city's trash and recycling collection as of October 1 after the city abruptly canceled the 5-year contract it had signed with Hilt's in May. According to Ray Lamont, in an August 1 letter from Hale to Hilt's general manager John Favazza, the city indicated that the Gloucester-based trash and recycling hauler had breached the contract by failing to provide the required bond backing for the $1.124 million agreement. The letter also indicated that Favazza had said Hilt's was unable to secure a performance bond due to financial reasons, and city officials feared Hilt's would not be able to carry out its promised services. Hilt's has canceled contracts with several North Shore towns, including Manchester by the Sea. Ethan Foreman writes in the Salem News that 2 days before he was set to retire, 54-year-old Middleton Fire Chief Frank Twist suffered a heart attack and went into cardiac arrest during a training session at the fire department, according to a statement from the town. The 37-year department veteran was saved by the firefighters. He has led for the past 10 years as chief, according to town administrator Andy Sheehan. The chief was listed in good condition at Beverly Hospital Tuesday afternoon, according to a hospital spokesman. Sheehan is quoted as saying, "We're all shocked at what happened, but glad that he was in the station where he received immediate life care from firefighters he led." Twist was stricken Monday morning as he participated in a training session with other members of the department. Adam Swift writes in itemlive.com that the public can get a close-up look on Wednesday, September 14, at Lynn's two-school approach to replacing the aging Pickering Middle School. The 7 p.m. meeting at the Thurgood Marshall Middle School follows up on a unanimous vote by the Pickering Middle School Building Committee Tuesday to support an option to build two new middle schools to replace Pickering. One school would house 652 students near Breed's Pond Reservoir, while a larger school for 1,008 students would be built on McManus Field on Commercial Street. This preferred school building option will be submitted to the Massachusetts School Building Authority by September 29, but it's still a long road before the shovels hit the ground at either site. And finally, up in Gloucester tonight, there's a movie that you might want to be taking in. Pretty cool. It's called For the Love of Spock. Cape Ann Cinema Film Festival will be continuing Wednesday night in Gloucester. Now, For the Love of Spock is narrated by Zachary Quinto. The new documentary not only celebrates the life and career of late actor Leonard Nimoy, but it marks the 50th anniversary of the first episode of Star Trek. It includes interviews with cast, crew, fans, and others connected with Star Trek, and was directed by Leonard Nimoy's son, Adam Nimoy, who will be available at the Cape Ann Cinema tonight after the show for questions and answers. Tickets are $11. Cape Ann Cinema is located at 21 Main Street in Gloucester. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.